Why, hello, I am Daisy Mack and this is Spiritual Mixtape. And today, today is kind of a big episode and I don't know how long it will go on for because this is definitely not a buttoned up episode. Let's be real, this is not a buttoned up time in the universe. Or maybe the universe is too big, but on our planet right now, we are not buttoned up. We are living with governments and politics that frankly can't get themselves together. So if they can't get themselves together with the big humanitarian crises that they're dealing with, what on earth makes you think that you in your everyday life is going to be able to be buttoned up? Not that politics and politicians are bigger, better, badder than us in our everyday. But if a giant system, and several giant systems all over the world, cannot agree, cannot find a way to help our fellow human beings, that is an energy frequency, that is an energy signature that is going beyond and through all of our collectives. So, me not being able to find the words that I can feel inside of me, like I can feel this energy. I know it's going to be a big deal in March. I can feel it already. But not quite having the words to illuminate and to help you understand and to give you guidance. How can I be upset with myself? Sometimes I had a great piece of advice back in the summer, just before I started the podcast. And that's my dog. And it was just to allow the words to come. That intuition will often give you the words, and downloads will give you the words, and that you do not need to use your brain to muscle over where energy is taking you. The days of living in like the first and second energy center and using just pure muscle and brawn to bring you to the conclusions or to make other people come in line with how you view the world, those days are over. The days just of our five senses are, it's not that it's over, it's just the only way to change what you're currently in and the issues that we're currently in as a collective, as a society, as the world on the whole, is when we use our sixth sense. So I guess today's podcast episode is partly channeled, is partly coming from somewhere and something bigger than me. And I know because I haven't been willing to show this side of Spiritual Mixtape or myself, I know that this must be the time if I'm willing to be vulnerable and put myself out there like this. I also know that when you're vulnerable like this, when you're willing to do this because you believe in something greater than yourself and you believe that helping others will come from putting yourself out there like this, I know that the download and the words will just come and that whoever needs to hear this will resonate and it will be impactful for that person. But there is big energy this month. There's always, for me personally, and really for the people I work with, because what I feel tends to be what others who are immediately around me, who want to work with me, who are friends with me, what they're also feeling, because birds of a feather flock together. Bad example, and I know I've used this before. I actually don't think I've used it on the podcast. I think I used it when I was teaching The Voyage. But misery likes company. You know, when you're on the energetic frequency of misery, you just attract more. You attract those people. So I know that when I'm on the frequency to honor what is happening on the planet right now, how I'm evolving and changing, I know that I'll attract those other people who are on the same journey or on the same path. But how does that feed into today's episode then? Well, it starts with the idea of the void. And this has come up over and over again for me in the last 24 hours. So much so that this morning when I was talking to my friend and copywriter, he said to me, this is the part of being in the void. He did not know that this is what I was thinking about doing today's or what will be Friday's episode about. He is just living in the same energetic frequency. And like, thank you for Ewan for saying that to me, because I was really wanting to walk away from the calling of this episode because I don't want to be vulnerable. I don't want to, I know I call my company Spiritual Mixtape, and I know I've said that before, but putting myself out there as a spiritual person who receives downloads, who feels channeled messages, feels scary for me. Teaching breath work and hiding behind the science, and I don't, it's not hiding, because teaching people the science of breath work really helps them to get into the practice and helps them to heal and change. And that's all part of my mission. But being a message is scary, because there are people who are not going to get on board with this, who now I'm shining in exactly the beam of light that I need to be in. That is not going to be okay with those people. And what I shouldn't do is readjust my frequency to fear or readjust my frequency to the people who don't need to hear this. What I should be doing is tuning my personal radio to the people who need to hear this message today and just allowing myself to land to them. But we're human and we want to be accepted. So we're all going to be looking for where we feel safe or where we can be safe. Now, this idea of the void, I would say since July last year, I've been feeling elements of this. I haven't been doing big launches. I haven't been putting in big goals. I haven't been vision boarding in the same way that I used to chase and enjoy and feel such satisfaction from the manifestation. I have just been on the path. And when I wasn't sure if I should take another step, I've been sitting down on the path and just waiting. Sitting down on the path and waiting, that's the void. This is the moment before. And it is such a necessary part of being human. Now, when I first put together this episode, I wanted to hide behind where I've been for the last 3 months. And that is part of this episode. But it's significant, but smaller. And here is why. Life has happened to me in the last 3 months. And all the plans that I had, you just can't follow through on them. You just can't be this big goal-getter chaser when life is happening to you. And I want that to sink in for a moment, because I want to give the people who need to hear this a moment to feel seen. You do not need to be productive to be productive. You do not need to have big achievements and accolades right now. The energy on the planet is asking us to consciously end what we need to end and to put our energy into wrapping situations up, not starting new ones and chasing the manifestation, chasing the rainbow. And again, I know that this is what's happening with me, and therefore, if it's happening to me, it's happening to others, and that's why I should share about it. There are some big things in my business that are coming, and I should be working full pelt on them. But what I've seen, the more my energy gets less of the joy and the excitement of what's happening and how it will help people, and I get more into the ego and the need to get certain bits of productivity done, the deadlines change. And all of a sudden, these big things are being pushed back. And that is the universe telling me, you need more time to grow into the person you're meant to be when this opportunity does land in your lap. What are you still holding on to? Are you really the person you're meant to be? Are you hiding? And this is all Pisces energy. So the fact that this, for me, again, is coming to a head as we round up Pisces season is significant. And I also want to say this for people that are listening. This is the end of the astrology year. Pisces is the end of the wheel. And we begin again with Aries, 19th of March. Yay! That's all I can say about it. Because for me, I know that this is significant. I can't necessarily see what's coming around the 19th, what's going to be let go of. But I do understand this. If I do not actively clear out these final things that I am like grasping at, they're going to be shaken from me towards the end of the month and through eclipse season. So let me just give you a heads up on the eclipses. Lunar eclipse, 25th. That means that the second eclipse will be around the 8th of April. An eclipse is a big energy. It's very, 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 very significant that we are having eclipses around the astrology new year and end of year. Eclipses work in pairs. So right now we're on the lunar nodes of Aries and Libra. And although this new moon that happens on Sunday, so 2 days after this podcast, although that is not part of the eclipses, it's super significant because it's in Pisces. And the next duo of eclipses actually begins the Pisces nodes. Okay, I'm going to make that simpler because there isn't really an easy way of explaining the nodes. If there was, I would just like smash it out and everybody would understand them as easily as they understand like their rising, like their sun sign or whatever in astrology. It's complex. There's a reason why people study this. But if you don't feel end of year cycles, so if you like get to the end of the year and you're like New Year's resolutions, like this just doesn't feel great in my body, it's probably because you're made to work with a different calendar. For me, the lunar nodes make so much sense in my body. And when I replicate this in my business and I encourage people to work on 6 month cycles, or I take people through, especially on eclipses, I move clients through, it just makes so much more sense for us emotionally and energetically. And again, this isn't going to resonate with everybody, but frankly, if you've listened to the podcast episode this far, you're resonating with eclipse energy, moon energy. You're down with it all. For the people who don't resonate, they probably switched off ages ago. And I don't know why I'm still worrying about them. That's clearly the thing that I need to let go of before the 19th, before we hit Aries season and the last part of the Aries Libra lunar nodes. I do have an episode, I think I put it out in October, about these nodes of fate. And maybe what we'll do is we'll drop it into the show notes, a link to that episode, and you can go back and listen to it again if this is like calling to your heart. But what's really significant then is the next 6 months from now. If you are feeling a slight heavy energy, if you're feeling like, yeah, I feel like I'm in a void, I feel like it's very hard for me to feel motivated, or it's a challenge for me to see clearly what my big goals should be, I want to actually applaud you, because it means that you've shed so much to get here. But what else do you need to let go of so that you can rise up? There is a density that's keeping you locked here. And I think that this is a perfect moment to talk about karmic endings, soul contracts, cycles that have to be knocked on the head. I've been talking a bit about fruit grabbers, based on something I saw on social media that really hit me like a bulldozer. And it talked about understanding and knowing who fertilizes soil, your own and their own, and who just comes along and fruit grabs. And really, I'm seeing that energy so clearly. I'm seeing those people, they're kind of like long-legged, creeping in. They have no integrity, these fruit grabbers, apart from integrity to the fact that they're really great at grabbing other people's fruit. They are just going to take what they need to take. And the way I'm also understanding being someone who fertilizes soil and grows fruit is, can I have such fertile soil? Can I get enough sun and water that my trees will bear so much fruit that some of those fruit grabbers can get in and I won't notice and I won't care? Because trying to guard myself from fruit grabber energy seems to be lowering my yield and because it takes my energy away from what I should be doing. So perhaps what my next cycle is, and perhaps you're feeling this too, how do you have more fertile soil? How do you have so much fruit you can afford to give it away and still have such a great abundance for yourself? Just thinking and reframing the energy like that makes me feel more awake. And I'd love to hear from you if that's how you feel too. And I'm looking at the notes I made last night, and I'm being drawn to this garden will fruit by 2027. I don't even remember writing that last night. But what you plant now, because I'm not a big gardener here, but I'm sure we all understand that when you nurture fruit trees or vineyards, or and you may grow a tree and it may bloom and it may have beautiful leaves, but it takes a few years for the tree to bear fruit. It's a long game, people. And as this cycle ends, as this astrology year comes to a close, as we feel all the grief that Pisces energy holds, as we feel the sorrow of the ending as opposed to the joy of the beginning, what is it that you are trying to fruit? We're in 2024 now, 25, 26, 27, 3 years time, 36 months. That's basically what Verizon are telling me my next like phone contract should be. And when you think about it like that, that's really not a lot of time. I think when you're working for yourself or working for others, 36 months feels like a long time. Like, you feels like you should have 3 massive accolades in those 3. I mean, when I was in corporate, it was every quarter you're expected to have a big accolade. There's no like running your business so that you get somewhere in 3 years' time. We're so fast, and with AI, we're only faster. But you can't fight nature. Nature takes 3 or more years for a tree to bear fruit. So is the void this idea that has been running over, that people keep mentioning, is the void actually just your clear path? Is the void your opportunity to retune your radio, to up-level your frequency? And the more I think about this, I do think that Monday's episode, it's a meditation, and it should be a kid's meditation. And don't worry, the kid's meditation won't go anywhere. It might move to the Friday. Monday would be, let's look at these dates as well. Monday would be the 11th. Venus moves into Pisces. I think that Monday's episode should be a version of Begin Again. It's my favorite breath work. And I really think when you're working with this idea of the void, it's so important to anchor in to the new day. So why don't we do this? Why don't we make Monday's meditation Begin Again, and I'll make Begin Again, the breath work, free and available to you to download, so that you have some tools to help you navigate the next month of eclipses, of Pisces energy, of Aries beginning again, of these lunar nodes, of Venus moving into Pisces. I think that feels good to me. But I want to leave you with some thoughts, some journal prompts to get you thinking and ready to begin again. If you could wave a magic wand, what would you choose to begin again? And I love this one. What do you know you are leaving behind? So I will see you on Monday's episode. I hope that you ride out this new moon on Sunday, and know that those intuitive hits you're getting, those flashes of inspiration, they are guides for the next 6 months. So follow them with an open heart and an open mind. And on Monday, we'll give you Begin Again as a meditation. And if you want to download the breathwork, I'll make that available for free in the show notes as well. It's really, really good to be on this journey with you. I hope that you've appreciated or felt bonded in this share today, this thoughts and channeled messages. It isn't what I usually do. I do feel a bit vulnerable with it. But I am open to constructive feedback, whatever that looks like for you. Okay. Until Monday. Bye.